We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, there's really no right way to start something like this. Everybody's seen the news by now. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash on Sunday. And, for those who've been listening to the show for a while, you know that obviously Matt is a big fan of Kobe. Grew up loving him. That was his guy. Kind of like Ty for you. You had MJ and everything. All three of us are here for the first time together in like a month, which you know, something like this will bring everybody together. Matt, I mean, I wanted to give you the first opportunity to really weigh in since this was your guy.
I mean, I think the first emotion I felt was like disbelief because I just didn't want it to be true. I think it just hurts because, like, you know, I grew up and, you know, he made me love basketball. I wanted to be, you know, like him. I wanted to be a competitor like him. And again, you don't really have to know somebody to, like, be hurt by this. I mean, it's just a normal human emotion. And I mean, he's just 41 years old. You know, you're starting to be, you know, be a real dad and all that kind of stuff. And obviously the daughter, losing his daughter with him was worse than just the Kobe news itself. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just a real tough day. I think at the end of the day, it makes you realize life is crazy, man. It's short. Just like that in an instant, man. You can lose someone you love. So,
Ty, yeah, you saw it, I think, first of the three of us with the TMZ report.
Yeah, it was weird. I was playing 2K, and the weird part about it was I got my ass whooped by a team with Giannis and Kobe on it, and like that was like the only two guys on it last night. And I was telling my buddy, like, dude, I gotta get me Kobe on my team. And like literally 20 minutes later, I get the TMZ tweet about this, and you know, I'm like mad. I was in disbelief, and I thought this has to be the worst, you know, Twitter hoax of all time. You start seeing the local confirmation come across, and the only thing that I kind of compare this to was like the Michael Jackson death. Like, it was just like, holy crap, it happened. But like, this was even more so shocking. Like, there's nothing to compare this to. I mean, this tops everything for me. This was jaw-dropping. Put me in disbelief. It's a guy who was at 41 years old, and as great as he was in the first 41 years, he was going to do so much more than that afterwards. And to have his daughter die as well, it's sad. And I mean, Matt was a diehard LeBron fan, or I'm sorry, Kobe fan, and I had a lot of friends who were LeBron fans too. And it's just, I don't know.
It's, you know,
a lot of my friends grew up idolizing one of those two guys, and one of them's dead. I don't know what to say.
You know, when the David Ortiz shooting, you know, that was one of those things. I was like, I would say if any, you know, we don't need to get into measuring contests, but you know, that was kind of the first place that first thing I thought was, this better be wrong, and this is such a terrible thing to be wrong about, and TMZ is going to look so bad forever because this is such an unbelievable screw-up. And then you see the sheriff's department confirms there was a crash. You see ABC in South California was the first one to confirm it after TMZ, and then Woj confirms it and so on. And it's like, you know, first thing I thought of wasn't like, all right, what do I got to do? My first thing was, you know, for Matt, because this was your guy. And, you know, like you said, Matt, you don't need to, like, you know, some people will look at this, there'll be some people who just want to go and create controversy and say, oh, you didn't know him. Kobe played, he dribbled a basketball, this, that, whatever. Like, he did so much more for so many guys in the league. And I know for you, Matt, he was someone that was so important. And there were other guys we grew up with too, like Ty said, who loved him. And Yeah, it was, you know, I thought about that first, and when we had other friends texting us, and it's just I had to put that aside, and now it's kind of like the first time I'm really thinking about it on a human level, because I had to write a column, write news and everything. It's just like, damn, man, I am just so sorry, Matt. I'm so sorry. To his family and the daughter is just honestly, Kobe's so sad. It's just, that's what shocks us the most. But his daughter too. It's just like, I don't even know how to think of, like, you, obviously it's terrible. It's like, you didn't even, a 13-year-old, that it's not supposed to happen.
I mean, it was someone that hasn't even lived much of their life. Someone that had, you know, she was obviously going to be a really good basketball player. She was just beginning her life, and just to have it taken away like that, it's tough to comprehend. You wonder, like, you know, why does this shit happen? But yeah, just like on a human level, like, it sucks. I mean, for the whoever else, and I don't really know who the other family. There was another family supposedly on the, you know, in the helicopter too that passed. Yeah. So it's a really tough day. It's shocking. Like, you know, I was really emotional when I found out all this shit, but I just want to thank everybody that, like, honestly called and reached out, because you really find out, like, or, you know, you really just want to be in contact with people that you love and care about, because you know that could be anybody, any day. Like, you just kind of got to live life to the fullest, and just appreciate everything you have. And, you know, whether you have a bad day, good day, whatever, with somebody, just make sure that at the end of the day, they know that you love and care about them. Cause, like, just like that, in an instant, man, someone could be gone.
So. Ty, I know you were watching ESPN. Did you catch what Jay Williams said?
I know I missed it, but I did see it got a lot of traction on Twitter. What did he say?
He said something about just, like, you know, the general thing you hear when a tragedy happens, you know, just, you know, any little, it kind of goes to what Matt was saying, like, any little thing with, you got going on with people in life, whatever beef it is. Like, you know, we go here and we talk about, you know, James Harden or whoever else you want to talk about, Daryl Morey, the Rockets particularly, we tend to target. But we talk about them, the Sixers, Ben Simmons, and about basketball and all this stuff. But it's like, it is just a game in the grand scheme of it all. Like, for Matt, Kobe was something more than that. And just for in general, he was a father. He was a human being. He was trying to, you know, impact more lives beyond the game. And it's just, you know, I hope people, you know, when they talk about basketball, and I know everybody loves to have their opinions about whatever sports or whatever they do. I just hope they have that, you know, they can think about it on that. They don't think about it on a level like, this is a person.
It's so weird because, I mean, everyone knows that last night, you know, LeBron passed Kobe on the scoring list, and what, so 12 hours later, he's, you know, perished in this horrible accident. And I was just reading a tweet that Lou found. Apparently, a guy that died in the accident, here, I'm pulling it up so I don't flub this. John Atabelli, he was among one of those on the helicopter. He's the father of a Red Sox scout, JJ Atabelli. Wow. So there's a little local tie there as well, and an unfortunate one, of course. But yeah, it's so sad because, you know, he was so excited about watching his daughter. Like, I was just watching a Jimmy Kimmel clip where he was talking about how, you know, he goes up to people in public and will come up to him and say, oh, no, you got to have a guy to, you know, carry on the Bryant legacy. And he's like, his daughter will stop them and be like, whoa, 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 what about me? Like, I'm going to carry on, you know, Gianna, the one that passed away. And it's just even more sad to see that, because, like, she looked like she was going to be a baller at 13 years old. And
yeah,
Kobe loved traveling in that helicopter and taking her to practices and tournaments and all this stuff, and really just cherished being a father. And even if you didn't like him as a player, and I personally wasn't a fan of him because he always killed, you know, teams that my Bulls teams, like, in regular season, or he would just win titles with Shaq and be dominant. No one liked him because he just was so damn good and had a killer mentality. But no matter what you thought of him as a player, post Kobe, he was a likable guy. He sat down with Jason Tatum in that detail series, which I'm going to go back and watch now. And just a guy who had a next level mind in terms of the game of basketball and had so much more to contribute and is just now unable to.
Matt, what was, I mean, I got to imagine you got a lot of moments that you remember. Do you have one that like sticks out most that you would say, not necessarily your favorite, but I mean like the one that had the greatest impact on you?
I mean, I think in an overall scheme of things, I think what Kobe meant to me was, you know, it was kind of like a shared love that I had with my dad, because my dad loved Kobe. And so, you know, as a kid, I loved Kobe because it was my dad. So I think in that respect, that's why it hurts a lot too, is that to me, it was kind of like a relationship thing with my dad. I mean, I say the greatest moments that I had, like, you know, Kobe brought to me, obviously, you know, he had some incredible moments on the basketball court. I mean, I watched the 81-point game live. I watched him at that game winner against the Suns in the playoffs. You know, even his last game, I was choked up just watching him score 60 against the Jazz. And it was just like, it was just kind of, it was a great ending to just a great career. And what I always appreciate about Kobe, and I think what he meant to me as a basketball player or an athlete, it was just like he really taught me, you know, when he always talked about like his compete level, I always talk about like how much of a competitor he was, how he never took days off, how to work hard. And I think that's stuff I've taken into my own life, whether it's being an athlete or now working, because everything I do, I put pride in it. And, you know, I'm trying to compete. I'm trying to be the best at it. So I think that's what, you know, Kobe's really meant to me, in that sense.
You know, your thing about your dad is there's that. I hear you saying that, and then I have the Nets and the Celtics games on in front of me, and the guys are doing. Have you guys seen that, what they're doing in all these games now? They're taking 24 shot clock violations back to back to start the games, and it's like, so many guys, like Tatum, I think, posted, like, that was who helped him fall in love with the game. And it's like, for me, that's what's hitting me so hard. It's like Ty, I mean, I started to appreciate Kobe more because of you, Matt. And I was never, I've never been a Kobe guy, but to see how much he's, how many people he's influenced, it's just like, that's very unique. And I feel for everybody who loves them and cherish them like you did so much. I mean, it's just.
I didn't grow up with you guys at all, but I'm sure you guys had friends or did the same thing that I did back in Indiana, that, you know, you were throwing away a piece of paper, you crumble it up and you yell Kobe and you throw it. I tweeted it out. And like, I got a bunch of friends in my hometown liking it because they did the same thing. You know, it was a Kobe thing to yell it when you're playing on the court or in the classroom, throwing away a piece of paper. Like he's a legend, man. It's I don't know. There's no way to put it in real words. And there are some dumbasses out there that on Twitter, I saw just a small handful, and I shouldn't even bring it up and give them attention, but shut your mouth. Not on a day like today, dude, just shut up. That pisses me off. People are doing that for attention. It's so ridiculous.
There's no reason to, you're right, Ty. There's no reason to acknowledge it. It's the going back to the Kobe thing though. I feel like that still happens now. Matt, do the kids that you coach and stuff, do they still say Kobe or do they say somebody else or is it still him?
No, I think that a lot of kids, even though, you know, most of these kids didn't grow up with Kobe, they still know Kobe. And yeah, like obviously the fadeaway, you know, shooting the paper in the trash can is always Kobe. But I don't know, man. Just weird. Puts you in a weird place, man. That's for sure.
Do you guys have anything else? Because we don't need to force anything. I just, like, Ty was one that brought it up, and I thought it is something we should address. Do you guys have anything else?
Yeah, did you guys think they should even play today?
No. They shouldn't play. There's some of the guys, I mean, I watched some of the guys crying on the bench. Like, you know, people like Doc Rivers.
I started
crying watching the Doc Rivers interview like that. I mean,
oh my God, that was tough.
They can't make these guys, they should cancel one game for every team. That way they only play 81 games.
Yeah, that'd be something heavy. That'd be something else if that happened. 81 games. 81, 81, yeah. Yeah, I can't say I disagree, guys. I mean, Doc was devastated. Kyrie isn't playing today. For all the stuff we say about Kyrie, I mean, like, he was really close to him. He's not playing because of what happened. Tatum isn't playing, whether or not it's because of his injury or whatever, but he sat out. Tyson Chandler saw him. You know, it's just, yeah.
You could see the tears on Tyson Chandler on the bench. I mean, that's insane to me that, like, grown-ass men are crying in public. And then, like, that's not a bad thing. It's not something, you know, it should be shamed to crying in public. But, I mean,
no.
I just don't know if it's the right or wrong decision. It's tough to say, they should have the game. But then Kobe would probably want them to play, you would think.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. Only had, like, a handful of minutes, like, less than an hour until the game started. So, it's a tough decision, but I don't know. I probably would have pulled him off the court.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Ty. Kobe definitely would want them to play. I'm just saying it's tough to put grown men – you know, I don't think there's any wrong with men grieving or, like, I'm all messed up from it. I don't even know him personally. But I just think it's tough to put someone in that spotlight, you know, out there national TV.
Yeah. Yeah,
LeBron was a mess. Did you guys see the clip of him off the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame him, man.
Someone had sent me the video of the plane, the helicopter crash. It's looking messed up.
I don't want to see that.
Someone sent me. I don't know if it's real or not, but
I don't. You know,
I actually, you know what? I almost do want to see it because I have a dumbass friend who texted me and said that this was, like, all conspiracy. Like, they killed him after, LeBron passed. No, I didn't even respond to him. I was like, dude, that's just such a dumbass take out of this whole situation that this is a conspiracy. Like, that he's still alive somewhere. It's like,
this is, right. I can't imagine, like, you know, obviously for LeBron, he's going and doing his thing and, you know, striving. And I know people were critical of LeBron for how he handled whatever, him passing Kobe. I guess it was because the Sixers beat him and everything. But, like, I can't even imagine – I cannot imagine being in his situation because it's, like, obviously another guy who grew up and looking up to Kobe and all those things. And then it's, like, you pass him. You have this great achievement, and then he's gone. Like
– Within a half day.
That's just,
yeah, and they were close too. So
that's just so weird. It's just such a weird thing. I mean, again, like Matt said, we don't know him personally, but just
the ugly thing about this whole, like, you know how, like, people are the hoax and all that stuff is, I just think it sucks. Like, when the whole thing happened, I was in disbelief. I was trying to figure out if it was a hoax or not. But then when it's confirmed and then. You know, then you got people saying, like, oh, his kids were on the plane. I'm thinking all four of them were on the thing. So it was just like, it was such a disaster sometimes on social media. But you're drawn to it because you want to know what happened. But, I mean, some of the news out there that comes out is crazy. So
this was the first year of his eligibility for the Hall of Fame, too. Like, he was going to be announced as a finalist at the All-Star Weekend in February, like, in, like, 2-3 weeks.
Man. All right, man.
Now he'll be I don't even know if I can watch that. That's just gonna be there won't be a dry in the whole room for his induction ceremony this summer.
No, because you're gonna have KG and Duncan talking, I think. Bosh might be too, but man,
like, Duncan was crying today earlier. He was crying on the sideline before the Spurs game.
You know, in the story I wrote for the site, I talked about him in the Celtics. But when you look at that era, man, I was actually saying to my dad yesterday, that era is two teams, like most eras are. It's two or three teams. In that case, it was the Lakers and the Spurs. Him and Timmy D, they went at it. As much as they weren't covering each other, they went at it. That's got to be weird, man.
And then it's the Heat and Warriors, and then here we are in present day.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Well, to everybody else who's having a tough time with this, very sorry. And so, of course, we all, our thoughts are with his family and those close to him, those others close to him. So, anything else, guys?
I got nothing.
Nothing. Good.
We're going to be recording our normal episode for about on Wednesday for Thursday this week. Hopefully, we're going to have all three of us again in house. Sure, we'll have to touch on this in some capacity again, but But yeah, you guys will hear from us later on in the week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.